I was diagnosed with ADHD a little over a decade ago. And like a lot of people who don't get diagnosed until they are adults, I got diagnosed with the inattentive subtype, which basically means that even though my body has never really like bounced all over the walls like that stereotypical ADHD person, my mind always has, and my mind has always been all over the place. And, you know, I've found that as an entrepreneur, this is both a blessing and a curse. It's a blessing because my mind is able to process like 10 things at once, and I'm able to quickly absorb concepts, and I'm able to come up with lots of innovative ideas. And I'm, you know, the stereotypical like dreamer entrepreneur, like I can come up with the visionary entrepreneur who can come up with lots of different ideas. But, you know, the downside of it is that I often struggle with really basic, like, sit down, grind it out, work, like get the projects done, all of that. And I discovered something in the last couple of days, and I found a bunch of articles around this that really jumped out at me that reframes how my brain works in a really productive and helpful way. And if you are ADHD and an entrepreneur, or even if you suspect that you might have ADHD, or when somebody describes how their brain works when they have ADHD, and you say, oh, that sounds like me, then I think that you'll find this immensely valuable. These are the proven direct response marketing, copywriting, and entrepreneurship success strategies you can use today to write your own ticket and create the life you want. I am Roy Furr, and this is Breakthrough Marketing Secrets. Now, here's today's breakthrough. Okay, so this framing of how the ADHD mind works really jumped out at me. And for someone who has, you know, always juggled lots of projects and ideas, and, you know, in true visionary fashion, who's always wanting to create new things, I always struggle with that time period that comes, you know, after the initial high of getting involved in something wears off, and it's time to just bring all the little details over the finish line. And so, like I said, when I was reading some article on ADHD, and this very specific description jumped out at me, it just screamed as something that I ought to share with you. So, the description that I saw was, so the neurotypical mind, which is, you know, in this case, somebody whose brain works what we would call normally, right? The neurotypical mind, somebody who's not going to be diagnosed with ADHD or other similar psychological situations, I don't even want to call it disorders, they typically have what is described as an importance-based nervous system. So this is great for, you know, the prioritization of tasks, like do the most important thing first. This, like, you know, this is number one importance, this is number two, this is number three. And I've done that, and some days it works. And some days it's really freaking hard. It's really freaking hard to like get myself to do that important thing, because even though I know it needs to get done, it's hard for me to really care about it. Honestly, you know, just being honest here. And when I think back, like when I first started going through the experiences that would later earned me this diagnosis of ADHD inattentive, it was actually all the way back in junior high school or middle school. And what happened was, like, I knew it was important to get good grades, right? And I knew that, like, I didn't have to get A's, all A's, whatever, but I knew it was important to get good grades. But inevitably, there would be one class that I just, like, wouldn't care that much about. And even though I knew it was important to get good grades, I would really struggle to get my homework done, to like, complete, you know, assignments. I'd struggle to do well. I'd typically be learning the material okay, you know, what you could learn in class, and I do okay on tests. But especially when it came time to like just sitting down and completing the homework, I struggled with it because I wasn't interested. And so even though it was important, it was hard for me to get that work done. So the contrary description of somebody whose mind works in the way that's called ADHD, which it's not really a disorder. It's different. It's very different. The description that jumped out at me is that we have an interest-based nervous system. So instead of an importance-based nervous system, it's an interest-based nervous system. So instead of saying, oh, this is important, so I'm going to focus on that, it's, oh, this is interesting, so I'm going to focus on that. And what you find with somebody who's ADHD, like this is what jumped out at me before, is like, it's not that we don't have attention. It's not a deficit of attention, like the name says. It's actually that the attention works in a different way. And so somebody with ADHD can like focus on a video game for hours and have no trouble focusing there. But then you stick them in front of something that they're not interested in, and there's going to be all sorts of trouble and issues in getting focused and staying focused. And so our interest systems, somebody who, like me, who can be diagnosed with ADHD, our nervous systems light up, our attention lights up when we're interested in something. And even if we believe that something is important, if we don't find some way to be interested in it, we're going to struggle to pay attention to it, to give it the attention it needs. And this has like everything to do, especially with productivity and getting things done as an entrepreneur. And this is why if you are an ADHD entrepreneur like me, prioritization, probably you've struggled to make it work. As much as we've tried and we've tried to hack different systems to work for us, we have trouble making prioritization work. So the contrary thing that, you know, I'm kind of working with in combination with time blocking and other productivity strategies, the contrary thing that we would try that works, that is different than prioritization, is interest-based planning, which is like, hey, I want to do this thing this week, so I'm going to focus on this thing this week. Or this is the thing that's exciting me most this morning, so I'm going to make some progress on that, and I'll get to the other stuff like once I have some momentum. And momentum is an important word for entrepreneurs because most of us feel good when we have momentum. And hat tip to Alex Sharfin for that definition. Most of us as entrepreneurs, we feel good when we have momentum. And that momentum, most often for people who have ADHD, comes from feeling interested in something. So focusing on, you know, what is interesting to you today. And I will say that there's actually five categories here that you can consider when it comes to defining like what's interesting to you today. And the first one is actually the one that most of us fall into most often when we just have to get stuff done. And that often leads to us, you know, creating unfavorable situations for ourselves, which is waiting for something to become urgent. Like if something is urgent, I can get it done. Like, and I will get it done. And if we wait for something to become urgent, oftentimes that means we're pushing against the deadlines. I mean, when I was in college, I would write entire like 12-page, 15-page papers the night before in the computer lab on campus because it was urgent to get it done. And I would get a great grade, and that was awesome. But that doesn't work as a sustainable life practice. But urgency is something that works for the ADHD entrepreneur. Like, how can we create an urgent situation? But if you rely on that exclusively, you're probably going to just feel like you're constantly behind on deadlines. I've certainly felt that way myself. Another thing is like, what is intellectually interesting, intriguing, stimulating? Like, what is just drawing your attention? What has your attention? Like, what is it that you are most interested in working on? If you ask that question. And the other thing is, what if you ask yourself a question about a task that you have to get done? What about this task do I find most interesting? And how can I find interest and stimulation in this task that I need to get done anyway? And so bringing that curiosity into how you can find something interesting could help you move it forward, or just leaning into, again, to create momentum, maybe with your first couple tasks of the day, what is the most interesting to you today? Next up is challenging in a good way. So if it's challenging, my coach Joseph Rodriguez talks about flow as where challenge meets skill. And we get in the state of flow where challenge meets skill. And so if something is challenging, but not in an overly difficult way, but in a way where the challenge meets the skill, it can actually really help us as ADHD entrepreneurs actually like dive into that task. Also, if it's novel or creative, like coming up with new ideas, you know, creating new different things, oftentimes that act of creation, that's why ADHD entrepreneurs end up so successful in that visionary role versus the implementer role where there's not a lot of newer creative activity that's going on. It's just making sure everything gets done. But the visionary creative role, you're constantly doing things that are novel and creative, and that like is an inherently motivating thing. And then the last thing that jumped out was passion-based interest. So if you have some general interest, some general passion, and it aligns with the things that you need to get done, really aligning your tasks, your responsibilities with that can be a great way to tap into this interest-based nervous system that we have. So again, the ADHD mind, whether you're an entrepreneur or not, it's been described as being an interest-based nervous system. So when you're interested in something, regardless of any external importance or external rewards or external other factors, if you are interested in it, it's what's going to hold your attention. If you're not interested, you're going to struggle to maintain your attention versus the neurotypical, which is the folks who have the importance-based nervous system. And the way to really tap into this interest-based nervous system is to do interest-based planning, using things like urgency when appropriate, but not overusing it, intellectual interest and intrigue and stimulation, things that are challenging in a good way, things that are novel, creative, or things that are passion-based. What do you think? Are you diagnosed ADHD? Are you an entrepreneur? What's been your experience? Does this line up with it? I know that, you know, as I've listened to different entrepreneurs, different ADHD entrepreneurs, folks who either have it or seem like they have it, they run into the same issues. Like they struggle to work on things that are on the schedule but are not interesting. And so they have to find out how to make it interesting in order to get it done, or they have to shift what's on their schedule around things that are the most interesting to them. So if that's your experience, or if your experience is different at all, leave that in the comments with this episode. And let me know also on a scale of 1 to 10, how valuable you found it and why, like with your takeaways and your action items. Tap that like button before you go so you get more content like this delivered to you. And so the magical algorithms of the internet know to share it with more people like you who will find it valuable. You can certainly share with folks directly and subscribe before you go. You can subscribe here. You can also go to breakthroughmarketingsecrets.com, get my daily emails Monday through Friday, including episode notifications and more exclusive content for email subscribers. You know, most of those are focused around marketing, copywriting, business building, selling, you know, other critical skills for entrepreneurship around generating leads, customers, sales, and profits. But of course, from time to time, helping you be a better entrepreneur, it makes it to the top of the priority list for episodes like this. And so if you sign up at Breakthrough Marketing Secrets, you get all of that. And I guess with that, I'm Roy Furr. This has been your daily episode of Breakthrough Marketing Secrets. Always aim for 10 out of 10 value. I hope I've delivered it here, and I look forward to seeing you again in the next episode. I'll see you soon. Bye. Thank you once again for tuning in to this daily episode of Breakthrough Marketing Secrets. Remember, check out the links with this episode for even more value. Now make sure you like, comment, share, subscribe, and engage in every way you can to keep this show going and growing and delivering daily value to you. I'll catch you soon for your next big breakthrough.